Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is Thursday the 16th, right in the middle of the coronavirus madness. Although things do seem to be, at least in New York City area, slowing down. So at least we're going to be on the way down from the curve. And yeah, wanted to share with you a fun visualization exercise that has been really cool for me. Would love for you all to try it yourself. Oh, quick update as well. Yesterday, I led my first Toastmasters meeting. So thank you, Kathy and Zach, for letting me lead it. It was a lot of fun. It was cool to see Eric and I were reflecting because we joined Toastmasters around the same time. I think it was 5 or 6 meetings ago. I believe this was the 6th meeting that we've had. And it was cool to see our progress. I was using less filler words. I was able to pause and be okay with the silence and play in the space and dance in the moment a little bit more. So that was really cool. So yeah, thank you everyone, Carlos and Jen and Abdullah and Taj and Zach and Kathy. And yeah, everyone else who is a regular and is so supportive throughout the whole process of going outside my comfort zone. And also, Toastmasters helps me create better videos as well. So back to the visualization exercise. So this background is actually the playroom at LinkedIn on the 3rd floor. So it's a perfect backdrop for what I'm about to do. So I want you all to close your eyes and envision the first day back at work. So, you know, everything from walking into the Empire State Building, being greeted by the gregarious doormen and them saying, "Good morning, welcome to the Empire State Building," to you walking, swiping your badge, and then going up the elevator and being appreciative of the technology and elevator and the millions of people that have walked through this historic building and just the magnificence of it all, how it was the tallest building in the world at one point, and really the thousands of lives that work in the building every day and the thousands of lives that pass through the building every day, people from Singapore, from Japan, from Tokyo to Germany to Cape Town. And when we come into during Christmas time, there's always this beautiful pianists that are hired to play Christmas music the entire time. It's such a beautiful feeling. My fiance loves it, and we always talk about it. And all the decorations are up, and it's beautiful. So back to going into your first day of work. So when you go into work, you go up to the elevator, and then when you get out, you see all this blue light. At least I'm on the 28th floor, so you see all this neon fluorescent light, and you're greeted, and it puts you in a comfortable place. You swipe in. And I put my stuff down, and then I say hi to Jordan, I say hi to Austin and Doug, the regulars, the early crew. And I go back down to, I usually go to the gym first. I have a good workout, you know, do some dips, some pull-ups, push-ups, do 8-minute abs, you know, get the blood flowing a little bit. Run into Miggy, say hi to him. We chat it up, you know, do a couple exercises and a couple stretches together. And then take a shower. And then I go into the beautiful, one of my favorite areas of LinkedIn, the cafeteria. And in the cafe, you know, every day we have a special. There's blueberry pancakes, there's oatmeal, and that changes. Sometimes there's raspberry in there, sometimes there's agave syrup. But, you know, I The workers there are always smiling, always having a good time. Go grab some fresh fruit. And then I always get some home fries, sort of like a potato mix, like seasoned, a little bit of oregano and spices. So, and then I put a little bit of ketchup on that, and then I get some eggs as well. So I eat down, and I usually try to grab breakfast with someone new every time. So sometimes I'll sit next to Brian Morrow or Cayman or whoever else it is. Sometimes I'll just walk around and just say hi. And yeah, everyone's getting settled into their day. Everyone's catching up. We're all like catching up, like, oh, you know, what did you take away from this whole Corona thing? Like, how's your family doing? You know, what were some of the books you read? So we catch up on that. So it's 9 o'clock. I go back up to the 28th floor where the gym is, where the pool table. I'm lucky to be on the best floor. Not biased at all, just saying. And I walk through the hallways and I see Garrett's gregarious smile. He's just like, hey, how you doing? You know, we catch up. He talks about the amazing billion programs that he's created during this break, and him preparing for the onboarding. And what's really important is not only the visuals, but then the people that, and then the feelings that you feel as well. So you walk around, I'm saying hi to everyone. I'm like, Zach, what's up? And then, you know, say hi to Igor. And then I see my team, and then KP's like smiling. She's like, it's like, hey, nice to see you all. So we're all having a good time. And yeah, ultimately, I think these exercises are important because it helps us really tap into the connection and the why. And it just helps bring some levity into a situation. Yesterday, I had a call with Miguel Lino, who is a senior manager at LinkedIn of digital marketing, really ambitious guy. And he actually has COVID, and he just had, like, I was just scheduled time to interview with him. I had no idea that he was going to drop the bomb. He's like, yeah, so the last 12 days I've been recovering from COVID. I'm like, what? Like, are you sure you even want to do this? But he's like, no, man, I know this is important to you. Like, just a real, like, just always thinking about the other person type of guy. But anyways, he shares a lot about why his legacy and eventually starting his own company and the social impact that he's created through SALT, which is a program that supports high schoolers to get into college. But anyways, he discusses how he was able to, now he calls his family a lot more. Before, he was just, you know, he's just one of those guys who's always traveling, always busy, traveling internationally, doing a lot of cool things. And then he's like, you know, I used to talk to him once a month, but now because of the situation, I call them pretty often. So it's just interesting to see the positivity that can come from something like he literally had it and he was suffering for, you know, quite some time. But really, really awesome reflections, and really implore you guys to check out that episode. Just search Davidson Hang Podcast and Miguel Lino on iTunes. I could link you guys to it below. But yeah, hope you guys had some good takeaway from this experience. I have found that visualization and just thinking about all of it helps us. And you can also use this as like a visualization tool for if you have any goals. Like if you wanna, Zach and I were talking about, you know, visualizing like going to President's Club and traveling the world and all these cool things. So would love for you all to try it. Let me know how it works out for you. And please reach out and give me feedback. I love feedback on what you did or didn't like about it. Always looking to improve. And I appreciate you all. Cheers.